Hello and welcome to this how-to video. My name is Kees Oosterhof and I work as an application engineer for Yokogawa Test and Measurement. The real-time math option on our scope quarters allows you to carry out a wide range of mathematical functions on its input channels in real time. Next to that, it enables you to perform a trigger on one of these real-time math channels. In this video, we'll show you an example of performing such a trigger on a small glitch occurring on a low-frequency signal.
You are looking at our base signal. As you can see, it has got a frequency of 10 Hz, and every once in a while, you see a glitch is occurring onto it. Now we want to trigger only when a glitch is occurring. We can't do that with the normal level triggering, because sometimes the glitch is occurring on the peak, and other times it's occurring here or there, so it's not possible to do so with the level triggering. What we will do is add an additional channel, which we will set up as a real-time math channel. So I press channel 2, I set it up as a real-time math channel, and I set the math expression as differentiate signal 1, so that's this signal. What does the differentiation do? It plots the rate of change. So this signal is slow moving, so there's not much change, it will plot. So I put the signal display to on, and here we see our differentiated signal. As mentioned before, we don't see a lot happening because there's very little rate of change in the slow moving signal of channel 1. However, when now glitches are occurring, you will see a big spike occurring on the real-time math channel. Now the triggering will become a lot easier because we can simply trigger on the level change of the real-time math channel, and this is how we do it. We go to the trigger menu, tell that we want to trigger on the real-time math source, which I called glitch, and now every time a glitch is occurring, it will trigger upon it. I can make the screen a little bit nicer by splitting the window in two pieces, and here every time the glitch is occurring, it is being triggered upon.
I hope this video was of use for you. In case you have any questions about it, or any other questions about the DL850E, just send me an email. I or one of my colleagues from the customer support center will reply to you as soon as possible.